The state of Washington has compiled a lengthy list of pesticides for marijuana growers to use, even though these chemicals are not officially approved for pot. The new list is part of the state's ongoing effort to regulate the production of legal recreational marijuana. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Cannabis is about to become Washington's newest legal cash crop. Like any crop, though, marijuana plants are susceptible to pests. Since pot cultivation is against federal law, there are no EPA-approved pesticides specifically for cannabis, so the Washington Department of Agriculture has developed its own list of nearly 200 pesticides it believes are generic enough to safely use on pot plants without growers running afoul of state and federal law. Longtime grower Jeff Gilmore praised the list in testimony at a Washington Liquor Control Board public hearing in Olympia.
Historically, we've used everything from DDT, chlordane, other things that are totally inappropriate for the production of marijuana. Now we have a list. This list will literally save lives.
Gilmore added that he believes the greatest health risk is not to the end user, but to the person applying the pesticides. The Washington Department of Agriculture says its list does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation, and the agency reserves the right to rescind the list at any time. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.